website civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump says on social media tariffs will go into effect on imports from Canada and Mexico Tuesday, and the tariffs on all Chinese goods will double from the current 10% number. There are fears these tariffs will lead to higher prices for American consumers. ABC's Michael Strahan asked Amazon CEO Andy Jassy if prices will be going higher.
At the end of the day, if you're building a sustainable business, you can't lose money on everything you're doing.
Should they expect prices to go up across the board on all products?
I hope not.
Today, President Trump will meet with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, the two expected to discuss the war in Ukraine. The West Texas measles outbreaks resulted in the U.S.'s first measles death since 2015. A school-aged girl has died. More than 120 people have been infected. Authorities in New Mexico say there were no signs of foul play at the home of legendary actor Gene Hackman, where the 95-year-old was found dead along with his wife and their dog. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin Republicans are once again trying to pass a law that would ban gender-affirming health care for trans kids. The law would apply to anyone under age 18. For trans folks, gender-affirming care can include puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery. Republicans say the proposal protects kids who are, quote, easily swayed by peer pressure and the opinions of others, end quote. But the LGBTQ plus caucus says the bill is, quote, deeply harmful, cruel, and dangerous, end quote. Advocates say the treatment saves lives, and medical experts at groups like the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry say blocking this access can increase suicide rates. Republicans in the legislature passed a similar bill in 2023. It was vetoed by Governor Tony Evers. Of course, this comes at a time when the new presidential administration is working to curb the rights of trans folks as well. According to the Williams Institute at UCLA, about 6,400 teens in Wisconsin identify as trans. That's under 2% of minors aged 13 to 17 statewide. Meanwhile, the budget battle begins. Governor Tony Evers' proposal focuses on what he's dubbed Year of the Kid, with increases in education funding, efforts to make water healthy and safe, and reducing the cost of medications and child care. His plan includes tax cuts for many Wisconsinites and increased taxes for millionaires. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says for Republicans, tax cuts come first.
So 95% of our tax reduction was vetoed by Governor Evers, which is the basic reason that we have this massive surplus right now in our state budget. So we're not going to use that surplus to grow the size of government. We're going to use it to reduce taxes. So my hope is we can find a plan that we agree on, send it to Governor Evers, cut taxes, and then we have money left over to be able to focus on where we're going to invest going forward.
Wisconsin currently has a surplus sitting in Madison of more than $4.5 billion. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Bucks and the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks at home tonight against the Denver Nuggets. The Bucks' Damian Lillard on why he thinks he's not getting more shots from the free throw line.
I feel like it's just been inconsistent. You know, I think it's been a lack of understanding on how I'm being fouled. You know, a lot of times guys will hook the defender's arm and then jump or whatever. But I just feel like I'm paying attention to how they're defending me in screens. They're fighting over. It's hard to stop on the dime. And I'm stopping on the dime, shooting the ball, knowing how they're pursuing me over ball screens, so it's a normal play.
Baseball manager Pat Murphy on Sirius XM Radio asked what will it take to plate more runs if the Brewers don't spend more money in free agency.
If you don't have the budget to just go out and kind of just fill every hole, you're going to have to build from within or build from your trades or whatever. There's ways to disrupt the other team by having an offense that can beat you in many ways.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today, with high temperatures tapping the low 40s and winds becoming breezy. They'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour today and whipping up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. A few spotty sprinkles are possible here this afternoon and tomorrow, the same thing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 40 degrees at our studios. The Dane County Humane Society is your local, independent, donor-supported animal shelter. Your contributions provide care and new beginnings to thousands of animals every year. Join Dane County Humane Society on March 14th at Monona Terrace for Toto's Gala. Get ready for an unforgettable evening filled with snuggly animal greeters, cocktails, dinner, dancing, all the while raising funds to support animals at the Dane County Humane Society and in our community. Reserve your spot at giveshelter.org/Toto.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look at a very nuanced topic, Joann Fabrics closing. Does it affect you? Also, what's worse? Food Edition. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
DOGE did not exist 2 years ago. 19-year-olds were not raiding the Treasury 2 years ago. People who have no idea with medical background have not been hauling in and creating kangaroo courts for scientists to dismiss them 2 years ago. That started happening now. Elon Musk is not a scientist. He is not an engineer. He is a billionaire con man with a lot of money. He does not have this kind of good background. And in fact, while there's some disruption over that, I sincerely ask you all to examine what expertise he has in approving medical devices, in biomedical engineering devices. And if you all think that he is an expert in that, I've got a bridge to nowhere to sell you. These are people's lives that are on the line, and we cannot laugh them away.
Thank you, AOC. Jody, who said right now we have a president and his billionaire oligarch buddy who are essentially leading a coup against the United States from within. And I think people are looking right now for people to call this out for what it is every single day, unapologetically.
Mr. Spacely.
No! That would be Brett from our friends at Midas Touch, who just hit number one on the podcast list. And by the way, gave a shout out to our friend Allison Gill and Daily Beans. And speaking of Daily Beans and popular podcasts, oh my God!
Raised by a wild pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here. Gold, ha, ha, ha.
Or one of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Goldberg's here.
Come stick with your baby
for a thousand years. Nothing gets better when Dana's here.
Hi, Dana.
Good morning. I love when the ladies fall out of their chairs for me.
Happens all the time. I was just saying, this is how we win. I've been talking about this all week. Just, I loved how Rachel Maddow stood up for Joy Reid and everybody pretty much, you know, Lawrence O'Donnell and Nicole Wallace and Chris Hayes, everybody stood up, you know, and Rachel stood out up against her own network, you know, and calling out racism and calling out, the changes being made and all that. And I just was saying, this is how we win. You know, like I think Rachel said, if we let them all pick us off individually. And I just love that, you know, like Allison Gill congratulated Midas Touch for being number one on the podcast list. And they gave her a shout out. And, you know, obviously I try to lift up all these voices, you know, and it just, I think that's, again, that's how we win, right? Is to stick together and stand up for each other.
Absolutely. It's about community. You know, I was questioning why they would let Rachel do that on air, because obviously it makes the network look really, really, really bad. But it shows you that they need her
more than she needs them. Yeah.
That's exactly what that shows. And thank God you speak up. You know, I've been talking and seeing these posts about people that are, you know, being chastised for using pronouns and being inclusive and fighting for the greater good. And I'm like, if you, and I've said this over and over and over, if you were only fighting for groups that you belong to, people that are just like you, you're doing it wrong.
Right.
If you don't think they're going to come after you, you are sorely mistaken.
Yeah. And this is how you, what Rachel did is modeling courage and how you use your privilege, how you use your power and privilege to stand up for other people. And anyway, but I just love that I'm seeing it in the sort of podcast world too. I congratulated the Midas Touch guys as well. It's just because we all win. When anybody wins in our space, like, we are all in the same battle against fascism. I mean, I was talking about, you know, Bill Maher, like, what do we call him? Scoldilocks? Yeah. Scolding Democrats again, you know, like, much like Joe Scarborough always does, you know, about, oh, you got to let go of this trans issue if you want to win again. What do you mean? Erase trans people? Like,
no, you don't. AOC has said it. We've got Annie Beshear down in Kentucky. Kentucky,
yes.
Yeah. Annie Beshear, he won on running for supporting trans people. No, you don't need to abandon, even though it's not even 1% of this population, you do not need to abandon American citizens because you think that is somehow going to get you to where you need to go. Absolutely not. Turning your backs on people is not that are participating in society, that are not causing trouble to anyone in society. They're living their lives and they want to be free and who they are and travel feeling safe. Like, there's no loss in that. Do not abandon this community.
Yeah. I Noel tweeted, Trump's transgender military ban document was just released. They are immediately separating service members. Some will have to pay back bonuses they received in enlistment. This is textbook erasure, and it's beyond cruel. Let's see if any politicians will stand up for the trans community.
And they do it in the middle of the night, too, and it's horrifying. My blood is boiling over this. I know people that are high-ranking officials in the military, active duty right now, that are fighting for the freedoms that this country is not affording them. Think about that. Trans service people want to continue to fight for a military to protect our rights when they are not being afforded to them. That is patriotism.
And meanwhile, Trump's trying to create a military that's loyal only to him. This is from Kay Slattery, said, reminder to our troops from General Milley, you took an oath to defend the Constitution, not a would-be king. Refusing illegal and unethical orders are rights. As FOTUS moves closer to installing martial law, please remember your oath and your rights. I mean, it is really, I keep talking about how chilling what's happening in the military is. And as you say, as usual, trans people are not the problem.
No, you're focusing on the wrong 1%, everyone. And they know this. They know this. How is banning trans people from the military going to make your lives better? You know, I've been talking about this. All of these people that seem to be finding glee in what's happening since the inauguration, is it really helping you or is it just hurting people that you don't agree with? Because there's a difference.
Yeah.
And if it is just the latter, that makes you a cruel human being.
Yeah.
Check your humanity.
Well, I keep
because there's
it.
Something deeply wrong with it.
I keep saying it. I don't know who said it first on social media, but you know, people saying, I didn't vote for this. It's like, yes, you did, but you voted for it to happen to other people. You know,
yeah.
So now that it's happening to you. So just one other, Noel also on trans, she said Senate sets a vote to restrict trans women from women's sports today. If 7 Democratic senators vote in favor, bill will pass cloture and the bill will probably pass. If you have Democratic senators, please contact them and tell them to do the right thing. You know, we were saying this cruel cutting Medicare bill, hopefully, doesn't look like it's going to pass the Senate. You've got to stay engaged. You've got to keep fighting. This is what they're hoping. They're hoping is despair. Is that we'll
Absolutely.
All just give up.
You do have to keep fighting. And this whole thing, I mean, the executive order itself is not based in science. Even saying that you can't just decide that there's 2 sexes. Like, but this argument isn't even about gender. Gender is a social construct. If you want to argue about sex, there's not 2 sexes. There are anomalies, hundreds of thousands every year in this United States. And how are you going to enforce this executive order? Genital checks? You know who's going to get hurt by that? Girls that do not fit into society's standards of what femininity
mm-hmm.
looks like.
Exactly.
If you're a parent out there and you've got a tomboy as a little girl that's playing sports, and
that
a lot
me.
Of us did,
mm-hmm.
yep, was me too. What are you going to do? Allow someone to check their genitals? You are the one who should be fighting this louder than anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I was both in love with Meryl Osmond and looked just like him when I was growing up.
Yeah, I was. I looked like Ralph Macchio when I was younger. So there you have it.
I was called a boy when I was four.
Yeah, all right. I still get called sir Dana, when people aren't paying attention.
My point to you is wax on, wax off.
Now yeah. I just wax off. Yeah, like,
but only when it's Dinosaur Weekend.
Ah,
hey, what? That was a bikini wax joke. Okay, listen, Dana.
Let's get serious.
Yes. It does get depressing all the way to the top. The Supreme Court blocked a judge's order to quickly unfreeze payments for foreign aid work. I mean, this is starting to have just catastrophic consequences around the world. And I think it's, and I get it. It's like, okay, so this is on hold for now. But it just, somebody just died of measles in the United States in 2025, right?
And RFK Jr. talking with whatever sickness he's got, and I know his voice is jacked in general, but he sounds worse than normal. So listening to him say this is normal, this is not out of the ordinary, yes, it is. A child has not died from measles in 22 years. The last time a child died from measles was in 2003. This is not normal. And I hate to say it, but a lot of this is, you're going to start seeing survival of the fittest here. You know, you've got all of the people that have been vaccinated against this disease. This disease is going to start taking out kids from their own red areas. People that are somehow believe that vaccinating your children is not the right thing to do because they've been misinformed that it causes autism and all this other stuff. No, vaccinate your children. Protect your kids.
Yeah.
This is a lifetime vaccination. Most of us, I'm assuming everyone listening to this, or at least in the basement, we got vaccinated when we were kids. We're protected for the rest of our life.
Yeah, how many times do you have to say it? Like, your freedom to not vaccinate your kids ends at my kids', you know,
exactly.
Freedom to stay alive. I mean, it's just...
Exactly.
Anyway. I saved this for you, just because I told my William Donahue story yesterday. I was once on CNN with him. He's that blowhole from the Catholic League, Bill Donahue. We were debating something, I don't know, Madonna cross, something sacrilegious. And he's like, oh, Madonna. Stephanie, you, Madonna. If she jumped out of an oven and made fun of the Holocaust, you'd support that too, wouldn't you? And I was like, what? No.
Wow.
But, and she didn't. What?
Wow.
So that's how that guy. Anyway, he says the Gallup poll shows that the left is queering America. He said in the 12 years.
Did you say queer?
Queering.
Queering. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He said in the 12 years that Gallup is tracking this issue, those who identify as LGBTQ plus has tripled. This suggests this phenomenon has everything to do with culture, with culture, not biology. To put it simply, we are witnessing the queering of America. Or maybe we have started to have a more inclusive environment than more people feel free to come. Right? Bella's generation doesn't feel the need to come out. They never went in.
Yeah, right. They feel safer coming out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do believe in biology, and I believe that most people were born this way. I also do believe there's a trend of women that are tired of straight men that are starting to spend time with other women for companionship. And maybe they consider themselves queer.
Yeah. No, I mean,
doesn't have to be a romantic love to love another woman.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. By the way, I think Bill Maher's trafficked in that too. Mm-hmm. Something about why are there so many more? It's like, because that's the society we wanted to create. Is that, you know, you don't, that it's more inclusive. That kids don't feel like that. I can't remember what kid and what age said that to me about, yeah, our whole experience, Dana, our generation of coming out. They're like, we don't really have that. Like, you know, they never went in. So that to me is the real progress. And of course, the right wing sees it as a bad thing, right?
Yeah, then there is something to be said, though, about like coming out of the closet and really owning who you are publicly and representing for people that may not feel as safe. You know, a lot of these kids that are feeling like they don't have to come out, they just got to be who they are. I just hope that that generation also doesn't forget the fight that was before them, the last 50 years of Stonewall.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you know what I mean? And I'm sure Bella's like listening going, I promise you we're not. But, you know, there are some people that are like, well, I'm allowed to be out. I'm supported. I'm queer. I'm cool. I don't have any work to do. You've got work to do still.
Absolutely.
You've got
work. Absolutely.
When I worked, you know, with my ex who worked, who was on the board of Trevor Project, I know that, you know, she worked at the suicide hotlines, Dana, and I know you know this, that they would also say to kids calling, like, if you feel safe, because, you know, it's obviously even a whatever, you know, year that was, but to counsel kids to come out in very red areas could be very dangerous for them, which is really sad.
100%.
But,
absolutely.
You know, they always
absolutely.
Had to add that caveat, do you feel safe? And just, you know, they had, there's a lot of questions around that. So
yeah, there's a big umbrella. People come out in their own time. As you have a community, you feel safe. And when you're ready, I promise you that there's a community ready to embrace you. And until then, just please take care of yourself and make sure you have someone to talk to.
Yeah. All right, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. What is, speaking of which, what is your la-la-la language? La-la-la. It's, for me, it's Cozy Earth. It's because, well, my love language right now is, you know, canine. It's my terrier sleeper cells that I sleep with, Bonnie and Clyde. And they love it. I can tell they already would not sleep on substandard sheets. They would be like, are you kidding me? Bamboo sheet set, I can't even explain it. It is incredibly soft, smooth, breathable. It is like sleeping on a cloud, and they do get softer with every wash. It's crazy. It's craziness. Cozy Earth Bamboo Pajama Set, oh my God. I love them so much. They're so soft, so just they cling to me in a loving way.
Well, you're clingy.
Yeah, I'm clingy, so I need clingy pajamas. All right, listen, Cozy Earth Men's Collection has everything he'll love. Pajamas, joggers, and more. Comfortable, versatile, made to last. Everybody loves Cozy Earth. You cannot go around the towels. Oh, my God. Because, as you know, Jody, my water is very wet from the standpoint of water.
Yes.
So I need a great towel. 40% off Cozy Earth right now at CozyEarth.com. If you type in the code Stephanie, that is CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. Don't forget in that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, I know. The state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, overwhelmed, like we're going in the wrong direction and there's nothing we can do about it. There are ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do, switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, and the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Those nonprofits need our help more than ever right now. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company: fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching so smart and easy, and you make a difference. Go to credomobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com. Don't forget that code is STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. credomobile.com. Type in the code STEPH25. While we've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That is a big deal. If you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. My favorite is the CBD Relief Stick because I'm always overdoing it exercise. Once you try it, you're going to wonder how you ever got by without it. 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money back guarantee. We trust CB Distillery. You will too. If you're still turning to remedies straight out of your grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. Right now, save 20% with the promo code Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. That is CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Jody, I realize I'm going to need more Worcestershire sauce on my fascistic tendencies. Hey, I got a question for everybody. Has anyone ever actually finished a bottle of Worcestershire sauce?
I do.
No. Have you ever finished a bottle of Worcestershire?
Yeah.
Can anyone pronounce Worcestershire?
Yeah.
Or fascistic?
You like a good Bloody Mary.
Oh, I do not. I do not. I don't drink hard liquor. Okay, that's what it is. Okay. Hi, good morning, Dana.
Hi, good morning.
We need distractions. Do you feel you need distractions? Belle and I talk about White Lotus and our nails.
Yes.
That's pretty much.
As you should. I talk about White Lotus. I don't have any nails. We can tell that you do because you're not sleeping with anyone currently.
I don't know. They're short. They just have gel so they can be girly. We discussed this.
Yes.
She has long nails because
she's a straight.
Right.
She's a straight.
There are some lesbians that have long nails. They're just very careful, I think.
I would hope so.
Lesbian scissor
Ouchie.
Hands. I don't know. Thanks. No. Okay. All right. You wanted to say happy birthday to someone, Dana?
Yes, I do. Sweet Linda, listening in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Happy birthday, Linda.
Oh, happy
I
birthday.
Love you.
Sweet
and the
Linda.
Stephanie Miller family loves you.
Oh, sweet Linda, as opposed to that bitch Linda that everyone else
yeah,
loves.
Yeah,
exactly.
No,
we don't like her.
See, I never know what I'm allowed to say online. When you say the B word, it freaks me out. I'm like, Bella, hit the button.
No, that word is fine. Are you kidding? How could we have a conversation about Marjorie Taylor Greene?
I didn't know
someone
that word.
Someone give me a list. See, someone give me a list of things I'm allowed to say. I can't remember George Carlin's.
George Carlin's list.
Just
look that up.
Me.
That's the list. I didn't know that word was okay until
Can I hear? Can I say bitch, please? Okay.
Please.
So this is kind of chilling. George Conway thinks Trump's administration will remain undeterred by the mounting backlash, even from fellow Republicans, to extreme cuts to the federal government. He said, my guess is they just want to burn it all down. I don't see any rationality in what they're doing other than that it's a performative attack on the government, and it's an attempt to destroy what they perceive to be as the enemy, which is the very government that they are charged with administering. And that's the only way to explain almost everything this administration has done. Trump essentially wants to have revenge on the United States of America and doesn't actually care about what anything does. I mean, it does feel like that. I mean,
that's 100% what it is. He doesn't care. He doesn't even know what he's signing half the time. The guys from Project 2025 are running this. J.D. Vance and his buddies, Peter Thiel and everyone else behind the scenes are running this. Elon Musk is running this into the ground. And whoever is the acting director of Doji didn't even know she was until they said it out loud.
That was fantastic. She's like, I'm what now?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh,
Caroline Leavitt at the podium was like, I will not be saying that.
We won't be saying that name.
And then
I know.
5 minutes later, they were like, it's Amy.
It's Amy Gleason.
She's on vacation.
We were saying that's going to be a new White Lotus. And I was like, oh, she really was at a resort in Mexico? She found out she's running it.
Yeah. Amy's like, Doji's trying to kill me. The Doji bros are trying to kill me.
These Doji gays are trying to murder me.
That was a good one.
That was a good Jennifer
Coolidge.
That was good.
Right? That was really good.
So, yeah, it's a little Lily Tomlin. It's a little, right?
No, that was a really good Jennifer Coolidge.
It really was.
Okay, thank you. What was I saying? This was crazy. It was like, what's her name? Beetlejuice? I'm not going to say that name from this podium. Right? So the White House provided an answer to weeks-old mystery, who is actually running Doge, but is immediately facing new questions about the apparent obfuscation of the precise role of Elon Musk. So, yeah, we'll talk about this when we get back, but obviously, Elon Musk is running everything. Watch the cabinet meeting. 29 minutes after the hour. Back with more Dana Goldberg.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The Dane County Regional Airport had one of its busiest years ever. More than 2.3 million people flew in or out of the Madison Airport in 2024. That's the second highest number ever, behind 2019. The new South Terminal they added a couple years ago increased the number of yearly flyers by 126,000. The top flight destinations from Madison last year were Denver, Phoenix, Orlando, and Washington, D.C. And an update on a story we brought you last week. Joann Fabrics is now closing all its stores after the company was sold at auction last weekend. Previously, company officials had announced they would close 500 of the 800 locations. Madison's East Side store was set to close, and the West Side one was supposed to stay open. But now all locations will shut their doors. There are more than 20 of them here in the Badger State. And every year, Madison plays host to all kinds of state competitions for high school sports. They've been held here for decades. Now they'll stay here at least another 8 years. Jimmy Cuska has more.
The WIAA and UW-Madison announced an 8-year contract extension to continue to host boys and girls golf, individual and team wrestling, softball, boys basketball, and 11-player football at its campus facilities. UW Director of Athletics Chris McIntosh said that UW was thrilled to continue to host state championship events as a showcase for its campus and for the impact to the Madison area.
This is really important for our community. The economic impact of hosting these championships and the hundreds of thousands of visitors that visit our community is significant, in excess of $22 million a year.
WIAA Executive Director Stephanie Hauser said that keeping the events in Madison is great for student athletes.
These student athletes, their coaches, and these communities come out in full force and celebrate the successes of these teams.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
And I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today, with high temperatures tapping the low 40s and winds becoming breezy. They'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour today and whipping up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. A few spotty sprinkles are possible here this afternoon, and tomorrow, the same thing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll be doing the show in our pajamas.
That's right. It's Restless Night Day.
No, it's Public Sleeping Day.
Oh, yeah, that's
Friday
what it is.
On John and Gordy.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Your housing, it's not an option. It's
And Elon Musk, what are you afraid of? Don't be afraid of coming in front of our committee, is what I would say to Elon Musk. And I'm not sure what there is that he's so afraid of folks like myself or Jasmine Crockett or Maxwell Frost. Just come before us, allow us to ask you some questions to get to the bottom of what's going on. And you should be able to stand in front of the American public and be honest about what you're actually trying to do. And I think that's something that we've asked for. Republicans shot that motion down unanimously. They don't want Elon Musk to testify because they don't want him to be held accountable. It's quite cowardly.
Thank you, Robert Garcia. You know what? I'm loving the youngins. He's right. By the way, speaking of which, we played AOC. This is Maxwell Frost, who he referenced. Here we go.
People like the grifter-in-chief Trump and President Musk are openly using their public offices to enrich themselves to the tune of billions of dollars. So if we want to look at waste, fraud, and abuse, which I'm down to do, why is there complete silence on the other side of the aisle about looking at the complete grifter that is the President of the United States and the richest man on the earth, which is looking into things like Social Security and different things like that? Why don't we investigate the real corruption?
You know, we keep saying this, Dana, it's not necessarily generational because Elizabeth Warren is out there. Bernie's out there doing, great messaging. But it really is the AOCs and Maxwell Frost and this Robert Garcia, Jasmine Crockett. I mean, we are just in a different era politically and otherwise.
We absolutely are. And there's so many cowards in that congressional hearing, by the way. When you've got Nancy Mace yelling the T word over and over and over, and they're letting it stand on record, yet he said that he was a grifter and that the president's a grifter, and he's like, you're out of order, sir. I mean, come on.
I hate to say it, but because people don't, I didn't know what you meant. Tranny is what you, because I know we're not supposed to say it. Because I thought you were going to say
that word.
No, I know. But this is the dilemma we're in, where, everybody, they're clutching their pearls over, was it Robert Garcia that called Elon Musk a D?
I think so.
Right. I'm like, meanwhile, every disability group in America is telling Elon Musk, stop calling people retarded. Because he keeps doing it,
That's
and so unfortunately, sometimes you have to say the word to say, because some people don't know what you're talking about.
If I'm talking about Nancy Mace, I think they know what the T word is.
That's on record is what the T word is. Just words they know are hurtful and slurs.
Exactly. And that's what my point is. You can't call the president a grifter when he's clearly grifting. I mean, come on.
Right.
I can't with them.
I know. I mean, it's hard. Remember back, because didn't somebody said this to me, like, don't do this thing when you're talking. I'm talking about Trump mocking a disabled reporter, and I'm talking about what every parent tells every kid to stop not do when from the time there is, you don't go, and I don't know how else to impart it. The President of the United States did it, right? Like, to physically mock a physically disabled person.
I hear you 100%. I think there's some times that it is definitely, there's no other way to explain it than to actually parrot what is happening.
Anyway, so we were talking about, what is her name now? Hold, please. Amy Gleason. So, by the way, she is a nurse turned technology expert who once was honored by President Obama and then worked in Trump's White House during his first term and also in the first year of President Biden's term. Norm Eisen said this raises more questions than it answers. Mm-hmm. I guess they're just trying to give a name, Dana, because they know it's illegal. What Musk is doing, that he is not elected, he is not in the cabinet, and they keep switching every other day. Trump just said yesterday he's in charge, right?
Absolutely. Of course. That's what they're going to keep doing. Look at this hand. Look at this hand while I steal your wallet with the other hand. Pay attention over here. I'm going to steal your watch. I mean, come on. They're not going to have a story that they're going to stick to. That's what happens when you lie. You have to remember everything you've said.
Right.
And it's impossible.
And I think someone asked him, didn't they, at this cabinet meeting, what if someone here doesn't like Elon or doesn't agree? And he's like, well, then we'll just throw him out. I mean, it is so clear he is bought and paid for by Elon Musk and Vladimir Putin.
100%. There is no way that man would let anyone emasculate him in public if they did not have something hanging over his head. And we've seen it time and time again. He cannot speak out against him because Elon will say the quiet part out loud.
Yeah. Hello, the world's most famous of germaphobe. Let's 4-year-old muskrat rub their boogers on his desk?
Yeah. Well, he must have been crawling out of his skin in that moment. And good. I mean, it's the same face. So, he had to be so stoic, but you've got, like, Macron actually holding him to account.
Oh, that was beautiful.
And you see Trump's face go, because he does that when he's caught in a lie publicly.
But that's, he had to come all the way from France to show journalists how it's done. Interrupted him. Fact checked him mid-sentence about a lie.
While he was patting his thigh. That was also my favorite thing. Just like, okay, honey.
Shh,
okay.
Shh. Adults are talking.
Adults are talking. You shush.
We were talking earlier, because Bella's from, the Central Valley up there, about Trump doing this vindictive, like letting the water out. This is after the fires were out here, let out water that doesn't even reach L.A. just to be a D. to stick it to California and use up all the farmers' water for the summer. And so I was talking about this.
I've got a whole theory about that, by the way.
Oh, go ahead.
If they use up all the farmers' water and we're in a drought, the farmers are going to start losing their crops. They're going to start losing their money, and they're going to have to sell their farms on some sort of a auction. And then the government's going to buy up their land at very cheap prices. Yeah. The farmers are going to get screwed, and then they're actually going to use the land to take all the natural resources out of it, and they're going to try and do it wherever they can. They don't care about
that
the
will
farmers.
Be, that
they're
will
doing
be,
this on purpose.
That will be devastating. And I will say, I'm from the Central Coast, not the Central Valley. Sorry. But
is there
because,
a difference?
Yes, because the Valley, there is a lot of MAGA there, a lot of MAGA in the Central Valley. So just to make it clear, but
I told you about the 10 years I spent one day in Bakersfield.
Yes.
Go ahead. And then so he'll blame Newsom.
Yeah.
And then when, half the country doesn't have fruits and vegetables, because, he will always blame, find a way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I was just mentioning, this is the same kind of vindictive, petty little bitch. There's that word again.
You can say that on
stuff that Trump does.
I had no idea.
Oh, really? I'm going to start saying as often as I can now.
Let's play bitch.
What's
coming
up,
back.
My bitch? Meredith here Brooks. On Thursday morning. Yep.
Okay. Oh, I have an Agard bitch in there.
You have a lot.
Yeah. That's how bitch. Please take your bolt.
Right.
Down
that thing that's going to get her out of here.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Trump's administration looking to sell two government buildings in San Francisco, one which bears the name of Nancy Pelosi. That is the only reason, Dana. Jackie Speer, our former terrific congressperson, said it has more to do with taking revenge on Democrats in the liberal stronghold. It's another example of how he's coming after Democrats. He's coming after California. It's all about payback. She says it doesn't make it. The sale doesn't make any financial sense. The lease will keep going up, and you'll end up paying the property taxes of the leaser. Whereas you don't pay federal taxes when you're a federal government. He's doing it solely because Nancy Pelosi's name is on the building, right?
Yep. He's a vindictive, petulant, I don't even call him a child because I know his children are more advanced than he is. He's just a jerk. Yeah. He's a D. He's a big bag of Ds.
Yeah. Okay. Donna and Marilyn, you're on with Dana.
Of small Ds.
Hi, Donna.
Hey, Steph. It's Donna.
Hi.
It's Donna, the travel agent.
Hiya.
Are you there?
Yes, go ahead.
It's Donna, the travel agent.
Yes, we know. Go ahead.
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, my God. It's like Carlton the doorman.
Okay.
Yes, we go ahead, Donna.
My life is crazy, as you know. Everything, every day, there is a new problem in the travel industry, and we're all going crazy. We're just all going crazy here. Like this morning, airlines
you're
are
saying,
asked.
You're saying planes dropping out of the sky isn't normal? Is there?
Yes.
That's not a normal question you get asked?
Yes, there was one yesterday from Boston to DCA that no one even heard about, that it was a near miss. Oh, nobody hears about this.
It was a miss.
I'm having a meeting. What's that?
It was a near collision.
I didn't hear that.
There you go. All right, go ahead, Donna.
A near collision. Sorry, I need to. Yeah. So a group of travel agents are having a meeting with Jamie Raskin's office tomorrow because we can't handle this. Every day there is a new problem.
Yeah.
The FAA just fired how many hundreds of people?
I know.
And people are not flying because they're scared.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them.
Yep.
You know, there was a wheelchair. There was some amendments that the airlines are asking to take away some wheelchair rights this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, what is that?
Why?
You know, it's just off the rails of what's going on. Yeah. We can't even keep up with it as travel agents to protect our clients.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
And if any of those billionaires had to fly commercial, this would not be happening. Mm-mm. They all have their private jets. They're all doing just fine.
I was saying the thing in Midway in Chicago, Dana, just like, it seems like an allegory or whatever you want to call it for what everything that's happening is. You saw a Southwest jet, you know, Greyhound with wings, but, you know, airline of the people. but it's landing, and this private jet's just like, whoop, now I'm going to do what I want. Like, you know, I'm going, I don't know. And I have no idea how this happened, but thank God the Southwest pilot, you know, had to abort the, the landing because it was just running, you know, going right across his runway.
I mean, they're, the number's higher than we think, than most people know. There's been over 250 plane crashes since the beginning of the year, and they're small. Some of them are small. They're private, but this is ridiculous. And then at the TSA lines, I see all of these people in the TSA lines that are 25 minutes long and clear and TSA pre-check going, why isn't anything moving? Because the people you voted for fired everybody. There's no TSA people. They're overworked. They're covering other people's shifts. There's no one to actually secure and to make sure that people aren't taking guns and knives and bombs onto the plane because it's going slower. They're making sure that's not happening, but there's not enough of them. Yeah. So do something. Say something. I'm actually surprised, though, that the airlines aren't actually pushing back because they're probably losing billions.
Yeah. Because Trump doesn't give a shift. See what I did there?
Oh, so
I
close.
I scared you. I scared both of you. Okay. And I pulled back the last minute. Okay. Seth in Los Angeles, you're on with Dana. Hey, Seth.
Oh my God, I forgot I was holding.
Oh.
It was the home of hope, and I got
very excited.
That's
what she said. Oh, sorry.
And I was like, oh no, it's the other one. That's me.
Yes.
Yes. So I don't understand why these reporters and journalists care about having access, because nothing you're being told is true.
Thank you.
Like, give up.
That's not transparency.
Already.
Lying to reporters is not being transparent. Mm-hmm.
Get off your butts and do journalism and find real sources. Like, stop caring about access.
Thank you, Seth. That was fantastic.
Well, there used to be a law in place that Reagan got rid of that any journalist would have to report on both sides of the argument. And they got rid of it. Reagan got rid of it. And that's how Fox News started to explode and put doubt in the actual journalists out there, because it turned into entertainment yellow journalism. That's what happened. There was a law that said you cannot report on the news unless you cover both facts.
But there aren't
both sides of it.
I was going to say there aren't both sides anymore. We aren't having arguments or issues. We're having lies. We're having Trump won 2020. Yeah. Putin didn't invade. Russia didn't invade
Ukraine.
When I
say both sides, I mean, let's say there was someone was arguing to take money away from here, and the other side was no, but this money actually helps, so people could see both sides of an argument like that. I'm not talking about social construct arguments. There's no gray area in racism. There's no gray area in transphobia.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of, give me Elizabeth Warren. Just trying to speak some facts.
No, the best strategy is to make sure everybody in America knows exactly what the Republicans are trying to do. And that is, they want to give literally trillions of dollars in tax cuts to millionaires, billionaires, and billionaire corporations, and they want to pay for it on the backs of seniors who are living in nursing homes. Cut the funding for that and just put those folks out on the street. They want to do it on the backs of Meals on Wheels. They want to do it on the backs of hot lunches for kids. And I got to tell you, I don't care whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, nobody likes that deal except billionaires.
Thank you. And Jasmine Crockett, one side has become just lies. I'm sorry. The other side is it just struggling to get the basic facts out every day. Here she is.
Mr. Chair, I got a minute left, but I really want to yield to any of my colleagues and ask them if they will say today, very basically, that when it came down to the war in Ukraine, that it was not Ukraine that invaded Russia, it was the other way around. Is there anybody in here that has enough courage to say that Russia invaded Ukraine? And this is yet the problem.
I mean, I don't know where we get this. This is why we have people dying of measles in 2025. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God Tammy Duckworth, I don't know if you saw her meme, but when Hegseth was like, Russia didn't invade, she literally posted when he was hosting on Fox News, a cryon underneath that said, I'm covering Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And she's like, this you? It's Hegseth standing in front of the cryon.
Isn't it Chiron? Chiron. I never pronounce everything right. But
Chiron.
Chiron is correct. It's Chiron.
You should hear me on the beans. I think I have a little dyslexia every once in a while.
I am crying about your pronunciation of Chiron.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Stamps.com. Rate tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks or documents, packages, you name it. It can be done in your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds value, flexibility. So that you have
individual liberty.
Thank you. In your workday, which means you can decide when and where to invest your time. Every time when Bella jingles her keys, I'm like, oh, it's the sound of freedom. She needs flexibility. The youngins do. They want, right? You wanted to focus on this other stuff in life. You want to someone to handle all your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS or UPS services you need right from your phone or your computer, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility. Stamps.com. Use the code Stephanie. You get an offer. Includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Go to Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie.
Wow. Wowie. Wow, wow, wow.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you know that feeling when you slip into bed and everything just feels right? Ah, that's Cozy Earth. Their bamboo sheet set is next level soft, like buttery, melt into your mattress soft. And the best part, these sheets are temperature regulating so you stay cool, comfortable, and wrapped in five-star luxury all night long. And when you step out of the shower, Cozy Earth's Luxe Bath Sheets are waiting. Huge, ultra-absorbent, softer than anything you've ever dried off with. Trust me, once you try them, there's no going back. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary, a place where you can unwind, recharge, and indulge in everyday luxury. And they make it risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. So why wait? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off the softest sheets, towels, pajamas, and more. That's CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, tell them you heard about Cozy Earth right here. So why wait? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. Sanctuary awaits at CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be, and all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Dane County Humane Society is your local independent donor-supported animal shelter. Your contributions provide care and comfort to thousands of animals each year. To support animals' need at DCHS, visit giveshelter.org/donate.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The John and Gordy Show.
National Make a Friend Day is today. Make a friend. How to observe National Make a Friend Day. Make a friend at work or at school, in the community, or just about anywhere. Introduce one friend to another. Give a shout out to a friend who makes your life better. Sam, have you made any friends lately?
No.
Okay. Thank you for playing our game.
We work in radio. We don't make friends.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
This portion of the show brought to you by my pals at Native Path Collagen. Oh, yeah, baby. You know, I believe in getting jabbed in other ways, but not collagen. Don't. It's just put it in your coffee or your tea. Native Path Collagen. OMG. It's made up of an only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that makes up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's in your cartilage, your bones, your skin, your hair, your nails, your gut. It helps with all of that there stuff, digestion, you name it. I used to take different stuff for all this. Now I just put it right in my coffee. It's a single ingredient formula. Flavorless. It can be put in anything. You're right. Your soup, your oatmeal,
anything.
Your name it. I do the collagen PM at night in my tea. It is bioavailable. The peptide formula means that it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly. No clumping.
No clumping.
Yes, go now. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today at GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. 55 minutes after the hour, Dana Goldberg's here.
Hello.
Howdy. Okay, so we saved this guy. Saved the best for last. Representative Pat Fallon, Republican of Texas, about how you lazy losers need to... So glad my mom, they didn't tell my mom to get a job. You're only 100. Get a job if you want that Medicaid.
Meaning that if you're going to get food stamps in this country or SNAP, you're able-bodied and childless, and you're 18 to 65, you have to work at least 20 hours a week. Why isn't this the law?
It should be the law. You know what? We have a message for those kind of folks. If you're able-bodied and you want to, you know, milk the taxpayer, those days are over. Get off the couch. Stop eating the Cheetos.
What?
Stop buying the medical marijuana and watching television. You're going to actually contribute now because the American taxpayer is fed up. And as Elon Musk mentioned in that segment prior, we can't fund the federal government anymore with these kind of deficits.
First of all, as Bella said, that sounds like a perfect Saturday night to her.
Oh, yeah. That sounds
secondly,
great to me. Yeah,
no. I know. He was all flirty with the young kids.
Dana, it is so astounding that the biggest welfare queen in America is Elon Musk. I mean,
yeah.
I think he makes $8 million a day from United States taxpayers. I don't understand for the life of me why we subsidize guys like him, why oil and gas companies, you name it, right?
Absolutely. This money, I know the Congress people, their, you know, base salary, not that high. Their kickbacks, though, that's where I want them people to be tracking, because they're getting a lot of money for not calling this out. I know they are. Campaign donations, other things. Apparently, they can know about these stocks and insider trading now, because really, who's going to stop anything?
Yeah.
No one's stopping anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the scary part, is the enforcement part of it. You know, we're going to talk to Glenn Kushner on vacation. We'll have Barb McQuaid tomorrow. But that's the scary part, is who's going to – where's the enforcement mechanism for any of this?
Yeah.
Trump's DOJ?
Yeah,
Trump's FBI?
You would think it's the Supreme Court, but it's not.
No. Yeah, yeah. DG Comedy, everywhere on the socials, Daily Beans, one of the top podcasts in the U.S. of A. We love you so much, Dana Goldberg.
Love you, too. If you're in Boston this weekend, I'll see you at the HRC Gala. If you're going to be there, come say hi.
Yay!
All right, we'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Judge Susan Crawford joins us at 11:06. The election just 5 weeks away for the next spot on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A local gas company says it's assisting in the investigation into the deaths of legendary actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog in New Mexico. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Investigators in Santa Fe County have said little except there was no foul play in their deaths. It had been cold in the area, and law enforcement experts say without foul play and with two people and even their dog dead, carbon monoxide poisoning would have to be looked at from a heater or some other device.
Gene Hackman was 95. President Trump will meet this afternoon with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The White House says they'll be discussing the war in Ukraine. On social media, the president said that 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico will go into effect Tuesday, and Chinese tariffs will increase to